Hi everyone, welcome to the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. I have a very special guest here for the show today. Can you go ahead and announce to the world who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Anna Oliva. I am the CEO of Market Atomy LLC, and I'm here in Orlando, Florida.
Cool. I like that.
Yes, right down in Orlando, Florida, right in the heart of everything.
I like that. Can we talk about your past leading up into your present, what you do today, whatever you want to talk about?
Oh my goodness. You're asking a lot there. I'm sorry if I end up coughing. I'm fighting that cold virus that's going around. So
Sorry to hear that.
if I cough, just excuse me for a second. But anyway, I'm a business growth strategist. I spent 30 years or more in the architectural engineering construction market, working everything from product development all the way through aftermarket. So I went through the design stage, the spec stage, everything. So I knew exactly all of the different logistical steps within that market because I was a marketer. And in order to understand who I was marketing to, I had to work within those industries. So in 2009, I was laid off from one of the largest construction management firms at the peak of the recession. And the market was just terrible all over the world. The only country coming out of the recession faster than anybody else was Brazil. And so, as a result, I took myself into Brazil because they had just won both the World Cup Games for 2014 and the Summer Olympic Games for 2016. And with my experience, I knew what was getting ready to break loose infrastructurally down there. And so I took it upon myself to arrange partnerships between Brazilian companies and US companies that were struggling to keep their doors open. So that started the process out on my own.
That had to be hard to do. You got two different area codes, different personalities. Tell me, how did you get started, and when did you push even harder when you were told no or a door shut? Like, how did it go? I want to know.
It was definitely a learning experience. Sorry. And definitely a learning experience. And I guess what I can tell you is that I learned a lot about dealing internationally and about accepting the cultural aspects within the country that you're in. You can't go in and bring your culture into that environment and expect them to accept it. So I learned that I had to go into to their environment with their mentality on the cultural differences. Everybody here in the US were saying that I was crazy going in there because they had been hearing all of the terrible news stories about the favelas down there and the crime and the drug traffic and everything. But in all honesty, I never really encountered any of that because it's all basically it's in the favelas, in the mountains. And as long as you stay away from those areas, you are fine. It's like coming here to Miami and steering clear of some of the rough areas, or here in Orlando, steering clear of some of the rough areas. You're just smart about it. They kept telling me, they don't respect women, that, you're just not going to be able to make it. And I was down there for about 4 years. And I'm telling you, I had more respect from the business owners down there and the government officials down there and my reps. I had four reps down there. And it was just amazing the experience that I got dealing with them and was able to bring in new technologies, new systems. For them to be able to meet the requirements for these games. So it was definitely until they reached their own recession and started pulling back and then, had some problems with the government, corruption and all this other stuff. And I said, okay, let's pull back and came back to the United States and said, okay, I'm going to start Market Atomy. We just rebranded is what we did to Market Atomy.
Okay, and oh my goodness, like I am retaining everything you said, and wow, man, like seriously, you went into Brazil when a lot of people tried to control your
Destroy.
mind into thinking one way about their culture. But like you said, you figured out the culture before you even got there to respect, the culture that's in that country. And I appreciate that. That is a blessing in disguise, like seriously.
Well, you
So
know, when you think about it, okay, as entrepreneurs, if we let the naysayers tell us we can't do something, we're never going to get ahead. We are never going to get ahead. We've got to seriously think about what we want to do, make sure that it's a viable option, all right, and then pursue it no matter what anybody says. I went into Brazil, I brought a Brazilian friend of mine with me. And it turns out that while I was considering going into Brazil, there was a lady who my primary rep was happened to be here in Orlando, and someone had introduced me to her. This was about maybe 3 months before I was taking my first trip to Brazil. And she was Brazilian, but she was also multilingual. And she, at the time, she was 83 years old. And she was an ex-congresswoman for the country of Rio. And we got to talking, and she said, "Oh no, we need this. You know, you really need to come down and everything." And she was my rep for the 4 years I was down there, helping break in through the back door, because again, this is a cultural, environment down there. So the way that she worked through the gatekeepers is she went to the parents of the people that I wanted to meet with, because there was a lot of respect for the elderly down there. And so she would go to the fathers or the mothers or whatever and get me in front of, the governors and the senators and, whatever down there. And so if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have made it as far as I did down there.
I have much respect for people that are older than me because they, whether, like I even get scared sometimes. It's meant for me to say this. I even get scared because every year I'm getting older and older. And we all know everything that's in our house is perishable. Whether it says it or not, we all expire one day. And that's something that I used to be scared of, but the elder people, they've seen so much. They've
I
seen
wish we
so
had it.
much.
I wish I had the knowledge I have now when I was 20 something. I'd be so much farther ahead than what I am right now. But you can't learn until you're ready to learn or until you have the opportunity to learn and take advantage of it. You know, I tell people, you need to have experience working first and not just go into entrepreneurship. And during that working period, take advantage of the classes they put you through. Take advantage of everything that they're going to pay for to further educate yourself, because you're going to need that later on down the road.
Can I ask you a question? I have to ask this. What have you lived through in a short 3 minutes that really you can think of off top of your head that really, in your opinion, also on how things have shifted throughout the course of your life?
Oh goodness. There's been a lot of shifts. I wear a tattoo on my back that is a phoenix, because there's been so many times I've been down and up, rising from the ashes. But the one thing that really turned things around for me, and unfortunately it didn't happen until 2012 in Brazil. Okay, I was down there working, and my driver had just dropped me off, and I was crossing the street to my apartment, and I got hit by one of Brazil's rapid buses going 45 miles an hour. And I say that because for several reasons, okay, for lessons learned. First of all, I jokingly say I am the poster child of traffic planning when it comes to Brazil. Because anybody who knows when you put in or instigate or develop a rapid bus system, okay, traffic planning is you put those bus stops on the inside lanes of heavily pedestrian areas. That way you're not where the pedestrians are. All they did was set aside a certain number of buses and said, you can skip these stops and just go up to 45 miles an hour. Well, this bus ran a yellow light on a blind curve. And before I knew it, it was right on top of me. Okay. So the lessons learned there, not only is the fact that I was a solopreneur at the time. And as a solopreneur, when that happened, my business pretty much stopped. Okay, so the lesson there is have a succession plan in place. Have somebody who can keep things running while you're laid up. You know, that's one of the things I tell my clients. The other thing I learned from that is the fact that your clients, if you treat them right, they're going to support you no matter what. The whole time I was down there recuperating, laid up, everything, my clients were coming to me so that I could still work with them while I was down there. You know, so that's, and then the other one that I learned is although I knew I could heal physically, I also went through post-traumatic stress. And the mental is so much harder to get through than the physical. And if you can't capture that mental stability, that mental strength, you're never going to get ahead. And what I learned through my PTSD and going through the counseling and everything that I went through, I learned that I was self-sabotaging myself. Every time I got to a point of closing a deal, something would happen that would threaten that deal. And what I learned was the reason was because I knew once I crossed over that line and succeeded, I'd have to deliver. And I was scared that I would be seen as a fraud. And so many entrepreneurs suffer this and they don't realize it. They don't realize it. Yeah. So ever since I realized that, I have committed myself to carry on, no matter what that fear is, to make things happen. But I'm ashamed to say it took me, you know, 50 years to be able to come to that conclusion.
Wow. Well said, by the way. Let's go ahead and show the people exactly what it is that you do, your mission statement of your company that you represent and been representing for a while, almost a decade, if not longer. Give me a second.
Okay.
I am a business growth strategist, just a market analyst. One company at a time. Currently, we make it so easy to launch a small business here. $100,000 license. Stay in business. Many public agencies established to help so-called small businesses deal primarily with second stage businesses, not first stage micro businesses. So think about it. America was founded on the belief that a large part of the American dream was the freedom to become an entrepreneur and help the people for our financial futures. However, the dream often becomes a nightmare for more than 70% of those who take the leap into becoming a business in less than 2 years. The negative effect of a failed business extends much further than the simple loss of the business. It often bleeds into the family environment and the psyche of the business owner. If just 10 to 20% affected business failures could be turned around, and the positive impact would have on our country as a whole. Our GDP would be strengthened as more money is fed into our economy. Our employment
I'm just going to play a short segment to it. That way, when I play the rest, the people would be more interested because I need to get a better Ethernet and I don't want to mess it up. So let's continue to talk about this wonderful lady, Miss Olivo. She done spoke with congresswomen from Brazil. She has her own business geared towards helping entrepreneurs, and she is just doing everything that, you know, is within her grasp, within her reach. And do you have any form of advice before I ask you about the future? Do you have any advice for a young entrepreneur or any entrepreneur, period, that you would like to give?
Yeah. You know, basically, as the video will show you, you know, there's such a low percentage of early stage businesses that are successful. And the biggest reason is they don't know what they don't know. So we have a term that we have adopted called you're suffering from OPA. So you're asking, what is OPA? OPA is where you become so overwhelmed with the amount of work that has to be done when you have your own business that you tend to become paralyzed. And once you become paralyzed, you tend to avoid doing anything, thinking, okay, I'll take care of it later, or it'll take care of itself. So anytime someone comes to me so confused, I don't know what I'm doing or whatever, I say you're suffering from OPA. And that's where a business strategist, and in my case, a sequencing strategist, what we do is we create that roadmap to get through that OPA.
That is so amazing because you're creating a roadmap through unconscious, conscious, and subconscious. This is psychology, you know, a different form. And you know, I feel like right now you could possibly for the future, I would push it. You've been doing this for a while, and they say after 5 years, if your business fails, then, you know, just pick back where you left off. But you've been gaining momentum through, and it's obviously real and working for not only veterans, but people that wants to move up and escalate to that next level. So,
right.
You know, where do you see yourself for the future?
I've always been a big dreamer. People kind of, you know, try and some people will say, never going to be possible, never going to be possible. And I say never, especially to me. The future for Market Atomy is we want to become known as the resource for small micro business owners to get the knowledge that they need in order to build that infrastructure around their product or service offering. I also, what we want to do, our overall vision is to not only be the resource, but be the driving force behind getting government to support micro business as well as who they're supporting. Because right now the government does not really get involved in business, small businesses, until they're at least $500,000 in gross revenue. Okay. And I understand the concept there because by then they have money, you know, and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is when you've got a good 60, 80% of businesses failing within 2 years. Imagine if we can turn that number around. and drop it by, you know, I'd say maybe 20% or 25%. Imagine the money that's going to be pumped back into the GDP because they're going to be spending more money, and the labor force is going to be strengthened because you're going to be hiring more people. And not only that, the psyche of the business owner as it feeds into their family environment, and they'll be helping their children learn entrepreneurship. You know, so there's positives all the way around when we talk about reducing the number of failed businesses. And the way we do that is through education. You know, one of the things I want to do is get in front of Congress down the road, get in front of Congress, have a bill passed that if when you go to get your business license, you show that you've been certified to go into business, meaning taken courses and things like that, that you can qualify for incentives as a micro business owner from the federal government. And that's not what I'd call the democratic way of doing it, because it's not a handout. You've got to do the work. You've got to do what needs to be done to show you have that knowledge. So you're not just giving money away.
You know, it's funny. Do you have any children, by the way?
Yes.
If you don't mind. You know, they're going to be able to watch this and many other videos that you've done, even after you go to Congress, and they're going to be like, oh my God, my grandmother or my mother, she did this and she made a she's already made a change to the roads and the bus systems, but she's breaking leeway. You deserve to be in the history books. And that's what I meant to say earlier.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Now, I am, you know, I am what you see is what you get. You know, what you see is what you get. I'm honest. Through COVID, I lost a lot of my speaking, you know, and things like that because of COVID. And what I did immediately is turned around, because I always wanted to develop an e-learning platform for micro business owners. And so for 21 months, I built marketatomy.academy. And that academy is built so that you can go in as a business owner. You can learn how to develop a mission statement. You can learn how to, you know, develop a vision statement, how to put a marketing strategy together, how to build an HR staffing plan. All of these courses are in the academy, and I'm including new ones every month. We've got new ones going on. You know, right now there's a big push for government procurement. Because of the recession, more and more companies are wanting to get into government contracting because the government is who's spending money. I have several courses there that explain what the government procurement process is and how you can get involved in it. You know, so it's and it's all affordable for small micro business owners.
You know, one last thing, and then I'm going to ask how do people can reach you. I would like to ask you, I seen on your page that you have young adults there too. And I was wondering, do you have an app for young adults to, you know, like a teenagepreneurship program where they are able to, do you have that already?
I don't have that. I want to, but the public school system isn't that open to it. Okay. But the academy, any teenager can go in there and take these courses. Any teenager. I mean, you're talking $35 for a course. You're talking, you know, maybe $25 for a course. The key is that we wanted to make it easy to get the education. And when I say the education, I went through college. I got my degrees. And this is the education that I got in college, but it's been put into a language that is understood by people who do not go through business courses or marketing courses. So it's in a language that's easy to understand. Most strategists, when you talk to a strategist or bring a strategist in, they're speaking way above your head and you don't understand what they're saying. Okay. But as a business owner, we need to understand why we're doing certain things. And that's what we do with the academy. There's two components to every course that we have in the academy. There's a learning component, and then there's an interactive component. So when you're done with the course, you will walk away with a customized approach to your business based on what you learned?
I gotta ask you this. Have you been since you did your own program, I'm pretty sure you have your own storefront and everything is legit, but have you been to schools won't introduce this lovely teampreneurship program to, I mean, even though it's free, well, not free, but you can go in and do it as a teenager. This should be something that they should contract with you to do or something. That is crazy to me. It's educational. Yeah,
we're working on that. They do have programs like Beta and things like that in high school. Okay. I'm a firm believer we need to get into middle school with these. They need to start learning at the middle school level, you know, how to become an entrepreneur, how to watch their money, how to budget their checkbook, how to do all of this stuff. Because a lot of these business owners, you know, when they go into business, they're good at what they do or what they provide. All right. But they don't know what goes into building an infrastructure designed to bring customers through the door. Okay. So they think that, you know, putting all the money up to dress the office up and do this and, you know, and things like that, but they forget about marketing and they forget about sales. And what they don't understand is there's a five-phased approach to growing a small business. You have the see it phase. That's where you come up with the idea. That's the fun phase. You've got an idea for a business and you're ready to go with it. The next phase has to be the prove it phase. This is where you go out into the market, not your friends and family. You go out into the market and you test your idea out in the market to make sure that people are going to be willing to pay the money you need to make a profit and that they're going to spend their hard-earned dollars for it. Then you can go in and you build the business. That's the longest period you're going to go into. The building the business is where you put in the systems and the methodologies and you start doing your advertising and you build your brand and all this other stuff. Well, there comes a point where you're ready to take it to the next stage. Then you need funding. So the fund it is the fourth stage. You might go for equity financing. You might go for bank financing. You might go for VCs. Whatever. Okay. And then finally you have the grow it phase. All right. Now you have the money to take it to the next level, whether it be new equipment, new employees, anything like that. One thing I tell my clients all the time, first of all, is if you're going to run your business according to your bank account, you're never going to grow. So you have to take risks. And most businesses start out self-funding. But you as the entrepreneur, the Market Atomy concept, let me explain this. The Market Atomy concept, which is where Market Atomy was fully developed on to educate entrepreneurs, is built around the human body. And the human body has the brain, the heart, the body, the veins, right? Okay. Well, the heart of your business, just like in the human body, is your why. That's your passion. All right. The brain of the human body is what sends the messages to the heart, sends the messages to the rest of the body. Right. Well, the brain in the business is your playbook that has your systems, your methodologies, your product descriptions, everything. Well, in the human body, can the brain operate without the heart and vice versa? No. They have to work in tandem. And it's the same thing in business. The heart and the brain of the business have to work in tandem to push your marketing message out through the veins, which are your marketing channels, to the body, which is your target market. But let's take it one step further. The soul of the business is you as the entrepreneur. It's your culture. It's your passion that drives that business. And if you can't sell your own business, you're not going to be able to hire anybody to sell for you.
That is well said. Very, very well said. You know, I have to say this for like 20 seconds. So, you know, I've been struggling with all of my businesses. Like you said, this is the heart of my business. That's why I do it for free and don't expect nothing. But I do want monetary gain in the future, but not right now. I'm not mature for it right now. I'd rather you know, I still got growing up. I still got maturing to do. I still got things I want to accomplish before I let a monetary gain predict, you know, where I'm going to be. But you're right. You have the prove it stage. And I've never, like, seriously, that I can prove that I tried, but I made no good leads. And to get to the point, I just feel like, you know, everything you said is very powerful. So if I were you guys out there, I would really, really listen to this, because she's very well educated. And where do you see yourself in the future? Did I ask you? No. How do the people reach you? I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, naturally, I'm on LinkedIn under Dana Olivo. Okay. Anybody can reach me through LinkedIn. Also, you can reach me through my email, which is dana.olivo@marketatomy.com. I also have a weekly podcast called ChargedUpStudio.live. You can also tune into that every Tuesday. And then, you know, really you can reach me through my websites, marketatomy.com and marketatomy.academy and chargedupstudio.live.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Thank you, everybody who joined the show, man. This was definitely worth the 30 minutes. Take care, be safe, and I will see you guys later. Bye.